right. Well, we're here to talk about a very exciting children's book that's now available at Wordsmith Bookshop, right? Mm-hmm. About Silas the Great House Cat. And there's just so many layers of this that make it a Galesburg Central project. So, Jana, can you kind of just start, I guess, by talking about that?
Well, I'll say, really, this whole thing started in at Halloween when an actual cat walked into the Great House. And so it happened that there were quite a few people there, and we've talked about it all winter, just here and there, just talk about a crazy idea. Like, that's an idea. And ideas are like noses. Everybody has one, and they're fun to bat around, you know. But I kept thinking, what if I actually did this? And I spent time thinking in the early part of this year, how do you do this? How do you do this? And for me, the accomplishment is a lot about the actual publishing, that you can actually hold it in your hands. Mm-hmm. And that was a big hurdle for me. But yeah, there's a lot of layers. Like, a lot of local people came. They jumped when I called and said, hey, I'm going to do a children's book. They didn't ask questions. They just showed up. Mm-hmm. So I'm really grateful to the Galesburg people who did show up and trust me to say, I just need you to stand here. I need you to do this. And we took pictures, and that set up a great setup for the artist, Dusty. So
yeah. So Dusty, how did you get involved, and kind of how's the process of working with something like this?
Okay. Well, I've known Janet for years. We actually, when we first met, I worked for the family business as a carpenter, and we had done work for him, you know, I don't know how many, well over 8-9 years ago or something. And, so Janet just kind of reached out on Messenger on Facebook, and she said, you know, I got this idea, you know, would you be interested? And, you know, and I'm glad Janet said something about this earlier, is that, you know, I've been kind of in this situation before where, you know, people get exciting ideas and they proposition you about those kinds of things. And my experience in the past has been there's normally a ton of work involved in those ideas, and most people aren't quite prepared to do that kind of work.
Sure.
And so therefore, my initial reaction is, oh, I really appreciate that. Can I refer you to somebody else? You know, because I was thinking that, you know, that maybe that this could be like some of the other situations. And so about a week and a half, or maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks or something, you might have a better idea of the timeline.
It was like 8 weeks.
Oh, was it 8 weeks? Okay, it might have been. Sorry.
It was from February to maybe...
Was it?
April.
Okay, sorry.
If you're referring to the next time I contact you.
Yes, okay. My time's compressed, obviously. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so she reached back out and said, hey, forgive me, I might be, you know, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but, you know, hey, I just kind of wanted to give this one more shot and see, I'd really like you to do it, which was very flattering. And I thought, you know, in the back of my mind, you know, as I've turned other things kind of similar like this down out of fear of just, like I said, the getting involved in something that was just end up being way too much, I thought, well, you know, I really appreciate that kind of, I don't know if tenacity or that kind of like, and the appreciation that she thought enough of me to really ask again. And so I thought, okay, well, you know, let's have a meeting. And so I went to the meeting, and Janet was super prepared, and I was really impressed with how much she had done her homework on so many different things and the layout. And so it was like, and she already had kind of a budget idea and all that kind of stuff. And so at that point, you know, that's people that I get excited to work with. And so then I was, you know, then I was in, and we had a handshake and a few other conversations, and then it was, you know, then we got into the prep of it all. So, yeah. So
did you have the story ready when you approached Dusty, or were you still kind of in the development stages at that point?
When I contacted him the first time in February, I was still developing it.
Yeah.
And I spent March tossing words around in my head and on paper and so forth. But when we met in April, the words were about done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was simultaneously talking to him about doing illustrations while I was working with an editor on the story. So those things were in motion. It was almost written, really. But we were ready to talk about illustrations to these stanzas that I had.
Okay.
They might change slightly, but, you know, this is really what's going to happen. This is the action in this image. What do you think, you know, and so forth. So,
and is it right that you kind of use some, you took some photos and kind of based some of the images kind of off of those. Is that kind of...
Yeah, Janet had done a ton of work on that. I mean, I don't even know how many photos you presented to me, but we, you know, went and she had already had some selected, and then I was able to kind of, and that was what, I mean, two things that were fantastic. One is she had had all that research already done and had, you know, certain angles and different things, you know, and had appreciate, and then what I, then I was able to bring, you know, what I thought, you know, visually, like how we could position a couple things maybe. And some were pretty straightforward. And then a couple other things I was able to say, like, you know, maybe if we do it like this or we kind of incorporate. And what was so great is that, you know, with her coming to me with the goal in mind of what she, the general idea, but then just really gave me a lot of freedom to, if I felt the need to do something or whatever, there was just a lot of trust there. And you know, that's always appreciated when you're, you know, collaborating on a project. So.
Mm-hmm. And I know there, of course, I mean, since this is a historic kind of Galesburg landmark, was there some element of, I guess, historical research or anything like that? Or maybe that's knowledge that you already have. It is a children's book, but like I said, there's a lot that goes behind all that. So was that a factor at all?
Well, really what happened was when Amy Trott bought the Great House last year, it was October, and she, you know, had a lot of work to do. And I found myself at her yard sale introducing myself and saying, you know, I really could see, you know, doing this for you on Monday. I'll come back and so forth. So I was getting an introduction to the house. And then as weeks went on, I was poring over historical materials that Betty McNaught had left. And I was getting a real vibe for the house. And that's that, and I have a great interest in history, and so that is also thrown in. People who will buy the book will see on the back cover, there's a description of the house, just a very light history of the house. But most importantly, I do want to say that my thought was that children are being, you know, curried to soccer games and back and forth down Losi all day long, bzz, 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 and they go by that house all the time. And there were people I talked to that are now adults that said, oh, I thought it was the White House.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought it was a plantation house, which it really is. Just don't even say that, because really the Willards were abolitionists, and it has nothing to do with plantation. And they didn't even have those pillars on there when they lived there. Those came later, as the back of the book will tell you. However, I wanted children to point at the house and say everything they knew about it, that they felt something about it, and they could say, as they were whizzing down Losi, Mom, that's where Silas lives. And if they can say that's where Silas lives, I think it's a bit of the vocabulary as they build on that later and find out, okay, that was a children's story about a cat, a real cat, but the house itself is the Silas Willard house. And I thought, gosh, it's so much better to have that vocabulary. And then also the book evokes feelings about this situation the cat's in. And it is a modern time. The cat, it's modern times. It's not a historical story about the 1800s or something. It's now present time. But this cat is also something they feel, and something they want to know about, and they want to point and say they know something. I talk to people who never stepped foot in that house or even on the front lawn. So I just wanted attention drawn to it in a very soft, friendly way, you know, for kids.
And now that you guys have self-published a book, is it something, this sort of project, something you would be open to in the future? Or is it kind of just, oh, this is a cool little one-off thing that we'll always remember fondly? Or kind of, how do you feel?
Well, I am the publisher myself.
Sure.
I do have another, as you should always have another story written.
Yeah.
In case, you know, somebody knocks on your door and says, you know, I'm ready to go on a big story. I have ideas. They may not be in the same line. It may not be a series about Silas, but I do have Galesburg children's books in mind.
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
I would love to do another one by next fall or something.
So. And you've got a partnership with Wordsmith Bookshop, right? Can you talk about that, or how would you describe that?
I'm a supporter.
Right.
I'm not in business with them at all. I've just lived here all my life, and I think it's the nicest bookstore that Galesburg has ever seen. And I felt, as an independent bookstore in our town, that I'm going to deflect. I mean, this book is available at all retail outlets or mm-hmm. booksellers. I'm asking everyone to please consider buying this at Wordsmith, because that is our store. It's unlike any other store in the world. It's ours, and we should support it. And that's my only association with them, as far as there's no business. I just applaud them and hope this gives them a few people walking in and maybe shopping for Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's all it is, yeah.
We just have a little bit of time left. Any just final thoughts about the project or anything else you'd like to, I guess, put on the record, guys?
You know, I was pretty nervous because when Jana did come to me, I work normally in like acrylic and occasionally oils and stuff, and I had only started getting back into watercolor, like, so I had done like 4 watercolors before she propositioned me about this.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, we're going to see how these next 13 or 14 turn out. And so, but I just appreciated, her trusting me with that. So it was exciting and a lot of fun.
And you actually pick the palette. You said, I need to paint whatever it was, 12, 14. I like to say 12, and then I would, whisper, actually, it's 14.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just not freak him out that I think it might be 14. But at any rate, I liked the fact that he said, I need to paint these all at the same time. I need to paint these with the same palette of colors so they match. Who can do that? That is such a skill to be able to put together a painted series of pictures with the same feature, cat or whatever it is in the book. And to know that he was in his studio hanging all these at the same time, painting them at the same time with the palette that he used, and the palette's beautiful.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And I just knew that it had to, like, in order to look cohesive, it had to have the same kind of rhythm and flow. Mm-hmm. And as an artist, sometimes you tweak that just depending on the day that you've, or at least in my experience, sometimes you have these subtle tweaks that you do. And I thought, to help minimize that in the most way to make this look done in the same time frame, that I thought the only way to go about this, and also sometimes you can forget what colors you're using for different things if you're doing one couple weeks away from the first one you did, and mm-hmm. I just thought I need to have this to where it's kind of looked at it all as like one big painting, and so
it's very challenging. Beautiful mm-hmm. job. They just flow together, all of these paintings.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate it.
So until we're going to have a signing on the 17th at Wordsmith.
Mm-hmm.
He has to sign these books in ink, not paint.
Yeah.
I don't know. Make sure he has an ink pen in his hand, not an acrylic brush.
The other fun thing, too, is like on all the big projects I've ever been involved with, I always try to incorporate my daughter's name into those pieces.
Yeah.
And I reached out to Janet and I asked her, I said, would this be okay with you? And so I did on a couple, which I could have changed, but she was good with it. So not only did my daughter get to model like for 2 pieces in the book, but then also to be able to have her name in there. And then she's also in first grade, so this couldn't have came out at a better time as far as that goes. So
it's been fun. It's
very cool.
Super fun.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time. I'm very impressed, and it's all just really cool stuff. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.